Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Lipstick and Dicks. Please accept this as a friendly warning. What you experience here, you may enjoy so much that you seek it out in your everyday life. And the more you listen, the stronger your desire. This recording is about forced bisexuality and cocksucking. If this is not something that interests you, please stop listening now. To continue is to consent. Close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly. Before you let go completely and go into a deep hypnotic state, just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically, so you don't need to think about that now, and you will have no conscious control over what happens. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful, hypnotic trance, and you'll do so without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And that can be just as automatic as dreaming. Your dreams when you awaken, you are responding very well. Without noticing it, you have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely. You are revealing signs that indicate you are beginning to drift into a hypnotic trance. You can really enjoy relaxing more and more, and your subconscious mind will listen to each word I say, and it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper. You are continuing to drift into a more detached state of being. As you examine privately in your own mind, feelings, sensations, and even secrets that you didn't know you had, at the same time, letting go completely at your own pace, just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit or lie there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move or talk or let anything bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you, and you will be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. You are getting much closer to a deep hypnotic trance, and you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance, Being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of the hypnotic trance. Being hypnotized is always a very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful experience. It seems natural to include hypnosis in your future. And every time you're hypnotized, it keeps becoming more enjoyable, and you continue experiencing more benefits. You will always enjoy the sensations of comfort, of peacefulness, of calmness, and all the other sensations that come automatically with this wonderful experience. You will be happy that you decided to have me hypnotize you as you continue experiencing progressive understanding on your part. You are learning something about yourself. You are developing your own techniques of therapy without knowing you are developing them. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you. And you will be pleased the way you automatically respond to everything I say. My voice always safe, always soothing. Arousal is a strong and primitive emotion. It is something you can't fight or stop, just like my trances. In fact, they are now linked together in your mind. Arousal, hypnotic trance, all becoming one. And the more aroused you become, the easier it is to slip down. And now, it's time to picture me in your mind. My black leather corset, pushing my double D's upward to astonishing heights. The mounds of soft flesh tremble with every step that I take toward you. Sucking in a deep breath as I walk toward you, my legs on display in black thigh-high leather boots. The 6-inch heels, devilishly pointed. My fair skin and blonde hair contrast sharply with my dark clothing. My hair pulled back into a sleek ponytail that trails down my back. Eyebrows plucked to a perfected arch. My green eyes and full mouth. My lips painted blood red. And in my right hand, I carry my ever so lovely black riding crop. I softly tap it against my milky upper thigh, leaving slight red lines on my skin. Your hands and feet hogtied behind your back. And you're wearing nothing but a flimsy pair of girls' panties. And I can see you feel nothing but excitement. Your cock is hard as a rock pointing straight out. You wait to do the bidding of your mistress. You've never felt the need to please so greatly as you do at this moment. Reaching my hand down, you can see within my fingertips a silver tube. I tell you to pucker up as I press the waxy substance in the tube deep smutty red lipstick. And because you are nothing if not obedient, you pucker up as I apply it to your lips. Round and round, over and over, the red waxy cream builds up on your lips. For when lipstick is applied to your lips, it creates an illusion, a hint, resembling sexual organs, sexual lips of a wanton woman, anxious for sexual fulfillment. The display of similarities between a woman's pussy and the natural redness of the genitalia, reflected on facial lips via the application of red lipstick. And now, your face looks like a hungry pussy. Say it, pussy. Your face is a pussy. Pussy. As I watch you, I can see a drop of pre-cum sliding down the head of your cock. Cupping your balls in one hand roughly, I lean in and whisper to you, pussy wants to be fucked, doesn't it? You nod your head feverishly, yes. Yes, of course. Of course your pussy, your face wants to be fucked. In one swift movement, I pull your panties all the way down, down to your knees, running my long blood-red nails ever so lightly, up and down between your legs. With one hand, I reach around and snap you free from the restraints that hold you captive. But I command you to stay. Stay right where you are. And keep those pussy lips puckered. Your training has taught you that to move or disobey could cost you dearly. And looking up at me, I can see your lust is clouding your eyes. Lifting one booted foot, settle it into your shoulder. My heel digging into your tender flesh. Grabbing a handful of hair on the back of your head, I start to force your head up and down, up and down, simulating a cock-sucking head bob until I'm sufficiently satisfied that you're ready to be dirty enough to please me. Yes, those ruby red lips need to be dirty. That pussy on your face, dirty. On all fours, panties around your knees. You can taste the lipstick that heavily coats your hungry, sucking lips. Sitting back on the chair directly in front of you, positioning myself directly across from you, I slowly spread my knees, teasing and taunting you. I can see you want to tongue my hardened clit, sliding my fingers down between my wet lips. I coat my fingers in my own juices. Then I lean up, lean in, extending my fingers towards you. Your tongue begins licking, carefully, so as not to mess up your lipstick. After all, a red swollen pussy on your face is much more attractive than your plain old lips. And you don't want to smear your lipstick yet. We're going to save that for the cock. The cock you know is coming. I push you down and force you to lay on your back, carefully stepping up onto your torso. The thin needles of my heels cruelly grind into your skin, and everywhere I step brings more pain. But the more I do it, the more you realize you like it. Stepping up towards your head, I put the heel of one of my boots into your mouth, commanding you to suck it. Suck it just like a cock. Suck it good. And you can't help but suck, can you? Sucking and moaning sounds. Yes, it makes my juices flow. And you can see them dripping down my leg as I stand over you. Makes me wet to see you suck my heel, to see how far your lips can reach, how far you can deep throat. Finally, I pull back and command you to your knees. And with the snap of my fingers, you see a door open behind me. And in walks a naked man of large proportions. Very large. His cock in his hand. The moment he sees your painted lips, his fat cock gets even fatter. You try to scoot back and away, but my muscular man grabs you by the back of your head. And it doesn't take long. Your apprehension replaced with eagerness as he begins to slide the head of that enormous cock across your smooth lipstick. Across your smooth lipstick-covered lips. You can see the smear of red lipstick with each swipe he takes. You are merely a tool for mistress's enjoyment. And you know it. Using your holes the way I see fit, your face is now a pussy. You hold his balls in your left hand and his cock in your right. Squeeze the right hand gently down toward the bottom of his shaft. And you run your hungry little tongue over your lips to get them nice and wet. Now look into your mistress's eyes. Yes, my pet. My meaty man wants to watch you suck him off. So open your mouth. Stick out your tongue and reach for him. That's it. Make sure your tongue is dripping wet. Begin at the bottom of the shaft and lick upwards slowly. Continue your long, wet lick over the tip of his cock, lingering at the hole in the center. Stick your tongue into it. That's a good cocksucker. Now, look like you love it. Make your lips like the pussy it is and close in on that cockhead. The whole knob sinks into your hot mouth. Just hold it there as you listen to my meaty man give off a good, deep moan. Now take as much of his cock as you can get into your mouth. That's it. Go as deep as you can. Up and down, bob on that dick. I'll know how deep you went by the lipstick marks around his fat dick. You're going to be a good cocksucker. Take the whole cock and suck. Suck it all the way up, like you would a popsicle. And then go back and do it again. Sucking all the way down as well. You've got a raging hard-on in your right hand and some tight balls in your left. Lean back. Take a look. It's beautiful, isn't it? This is what a cock-sucking servant like you lives for. Giving pleasure. Back now. Continue to take the prick into your mouth. And suck. Suck. Suck until you know the man can't stand anymore. And he's going to blast off. Take it into your mouth and hold it there. Hold it. Yes, taste that pre-cum. Begin to bob your head. Here it comes. Here it comes. Feel it spray across the back of your lipsticked pussy face. Feel it spray erupt against the back of your throat. Swallow it. Swallow it. Just like a pussy cum goblin. Drinking that creamy cum down. Such a hungry pussy, aren't you? Yes. Yes, you are a hungry, hungry pussy. Your mouth, nothing more than a painted pussy. My sweet painted hole. You love that cock. And from this point forward, every dick I stick in your painted lips, in your painted face, in your painted mouth, you will suck. And you will love. Now lick those lips clean. Look at you. Lipstick smeared all over your face from sucking cock. Cum dripping down the side of your mouth. You look like a dirty little whore. I like dirty little whores. Lean back, my dirty little whore. Put your legs up like you're at the gyno's office. Legs spread. Licking your creamy, freshly coated lips as you rub your clit. Yes, you call it a cock. I call it a clit. Because you're a whore. That's it, my pet. Rub it. Rub it with the taste of cum fresh on your tongue. Associate pleasure with being a cocksucker. I'll have you masturbating every time you see a tube of lipstick. Because you won't be able to think of anything other than cock. Lipstick and dick. Lipstick and dick. Rub it, pussy face. Come on, you masturbating little whore. lipstick and dick, your cock-sucking face will be in every stroking fantasy you have. Cock-sucking, lipstick and dicks, rub it on the count of three. You're going to rub one out, my sweet little pussy. Your pussified face is going to moan as you stroke it, as you rub it. Harder now, slut. Rub it harder on the count of three. One, you can feel it swelling. Two, rub it. Lipsticks and dicks. Lipsticks and dicks. Lipstick and dicks. Three, come. Come, my pussified little whore. Those painted lips are going to be begging me for dick. Looking to be a cock-sucking whore. Yes. Good whore knows how to come when told. Lipstick and dick. For one of the best cock-suckers around. Yes. I knew you must be exhausted. Just lean back, my pet. Let go of everything. After you wake up, if you try to remember what has occurred during this hypnotic trance, your mind will go completely blank. You will not be able to remember anything. After you wake up, you will not be able to remember anything that's been said or done during this very, very deep sleep. You are now so deep asleep that after you wake up, you will have no desire whatsoever to remember what's happened during this sleep. You won't even feel that you want to. Your sleep is becoming so deep now that you will tend to forget everything that has happened since you first went under. So now, my pet, let's draw the curtain over what has happened today. Feel that heavy black curtain of relaxation being drawn over your mind, shutting out all the events of this hypnotic experience. And in a moment, when I count it to five, you will quite happily leave everything that has occurred safely behind that heavy black curtain. One, curtain is closing over your mind now. Two, take a deep breath. Three, emerging from a deep sleep. Four, coming back slowly. And five, awake, refreshed, and feeling wonderful. You did wonderful today. I so enjoyed our journey together. I look forward to the next. Have a wickedly wonderful day.